Welcome to episode 3 of the Rhode Island Gun Rights Podcast. I'm Mike, and this is a big breaking news episode, which it wasn't supposed to be. It was supposed to be just a regular podcast, which I haven't done in a while. I needed to get it done, so I figured I'd take some time tonight and record some stuff, put a little bit of a list together here of things to talk about, and I got a message, and it appears the schedule for the House Judiciary Committee has dropped for the gun rights bills. So on March 26th, it's a Wednesday, March 26th, it says 2 p.m. There, which I believe is the rise of the House, is when these bills are going to be heard. So what does that mean for us? We need to get out in force, right? We need to get everybody that we can at that state house. We need the fire marshal to start saying we're at capacity and we can't take any more people, and we'll wait in line to get in, just like you're waiting for the bar to empty out so you can go have some fun. But it's not going to be fun. It's going to be serious business. We need to get as many people as we can there. And well, we're going to be, like I said, this just literally dropped, I don't know, maybe an hour ago, and I got out some tweets and some Facebook posts. I talked to some people on the phone, and everything's in the works to get us mobilized. So stay tuned for that. We'll be making posts. We'll be sending out newsletters, text messages, which I'll talk about here shortly. And we need your help to get the message out and amplify the message. So that's what we'll be asking, as you know, as the community of everybody out there who's listening. So with that being said, I guess I'll just jump into some of the stuff I was going to talk about. I was going to do some RI gun rights in general updates, and also some community updates, some things that have been going on in the community since we last talked. On the Rhode Island gun rights front, we, as I had mentioned just a minute ago, is we do have SMS texting capability now. We started collecting people's numbers and their opt-in to the text messaging a couple of weeks ago, knowing that this was on the horizon and it was in the works. We had to wait for the account to get approved and all that good stuff. It's a hassle nowadays, but you know, it is what it is. So we're all set there. We did send out a text about the Ladies' Day, which was the first text we sent out to make sure it worked and it got to people, and it seemed to like it did. But I'll talk more about that in the community update. But so that is working. So we've also imported a bunch of phone numbers from people who have opted in that weren't in the system yet. So that will be a huge tool for us. Now, that being said, the intent of SMS texting on your phone to your phone is not for, it's not to raise money. It's not to, you know, to say there's a new blog post up. It's none of that. It's for alerts, just like this notification to get people mobilized. It's for, you know, time sensitive situations where we need high engagement. So that's our promise to you, is to not abuse that privilege. I would call it a privilege that you give us to allow us to text you by giving us your number and opting in for that. So and we thank you for it. And it's massively important that we have this as a tool, because communication is key for us in this fight, and staying connected, as I've talked about in previous episodes. That being said, how do you opt in? If you just go to the subscribe page, you know, it's rigunrights.com/newsletter. You can go there. There's forms all over the website where you can subscribe to the newsletter, and it does now have a tick box for you to check. And if you check that you want SMS text, it will display the phone number field. You just fill out your phone number, and when you submit the form, it will add your phone number to our messaging system. Even if we have your email already, it just adds your email to your profile, and it will allow us to text you. So it's all connected, if that makes sense. So yeah, if you're not on the text notification list, please do that, and just fill out any of the messaging forms or the subscription forms on the website, and we'll get you added and get you in the loop. That said, I got to thank everyone. We're seeing significant growth on the website. Obviously, we track the website traffic and, you know, see how many clicks we're getting and all that good stuff. And it's been unbelievable, and we're hugely grateful for that. And it gives keeps us motivated in the doing all the nerdy stuff in the back end, and it gives me hope personally that there's people getting involved, and that we have people on our side to get out there and try to make this happen. Well, that being said, though, we can always do better, right? We got to keep growing this. We just got to, we have to keep growing this. So I guess, what is my ask here? Call to action. I'm not asking for money, right? Like, what's my ask of you? It's just a little bit of your time. If you can, text the RI Gun Rights website to rigunrights.com to your friends, your family, email it. You know, if you're sitting here right now and you're not driving and you can get on your phone, do me a favor, text three people on your contact list that you know support us and would want to know about this that might not know about it, and share rigunrights.com with them and ask them to subscribe to our newsletter. That would be a huge favor. Then we've got the social media side of things. Again, we focus on the website. We try to drive everybody back to the website because we control that information. We nobody's censoring us there, but we have to use other means to do that. So we use X and we use Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You might be listening to this right now on YouTube, Rumble, all those typical outlets. So what we do is, if you see a post there from us, we ask you not only to like it, but also share it, right? We get a lot of likes, but not as many shares. And it's so important to share that, because that's really what gets that engagement going and gets us to reach more people. We've had some great X posts in the past couple of weeks that really went pretty far and wide, and we gained a bunch of new followers from it. We broke 200 last Friday, which was a goal I had asked to set, or I'd asked people to help us get over. We're doing decently well on Facebook. We got 230 or 250 somewhere, something like that, last I checked. Again, not great, but that's not our main focus, but it's another tool in our toolbox to get the word out. So if you could help us there, please, just if you see a post from us, repost it, retweet, or share it. And of course, like it. Comments are great as well. We try to respond as much as we can to the comments. Again, it just increases engagement and puts the algorithm, puts us up in the algorithm and gets us moving along. We do need to get the YouTube numbers up. We're at, I don't even know what they were. I think it's like 35, which is the counts, I think, a month or two old. So it's, my expectations aren't high, but the key point we need to hit there is 100. So once we hit 100, I believe I can, if I remember right, start doing live streams, and that will be important. We'll probably talk about that next week. That will be important here coming up shortly. Facebook will be able to do live streams. I have to wait till the March 17th, I believe. You got to hit 60 days on the Facebook account. So once we do that, we'll be using that as another mechanism to reach people. So again, hugely important. This last thing on the website side of it is our discussion community. Please, if you can, if you want to join, if anybody knows how to use a discussion forum, it's like that, but it's very similar to Facebook. There are groups, there's, threaded discussions. You make a post, people can comment on it, like it, that type of stuff. Again, the reason that's important, one, it's scalable, right? I know there's a Signal chat and there's a bunch of Signal. I open the Signal up every so often and there's like 800 messages. It's just not a scalable solution for efficient communication. It's a great tool, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of, good discussions and people going, talking there, but it's just very hard to organize in that manner. And then, it's just like a texting stream. So there, the discussions get sidetracked and they go off on things, and it's just, some of the information might get lost. So if we want to keep organized discussions, we need to do it in the community, and we provide that. So like that's if you, now there, that being said, I am optimistic. There is engagement taking place in there. There's some regulars that are kind of showing up to the discussion and posting regularly, which is great. It also allows us to send out digests of the conversations that are going on in there, so people can get re-engaged and see what's going on. So Yeah, so that would be another ask is join that discussion forum. Right now we have a limited number of groups and spaces, but that is going to expand. We'll get some, you know, other conversation areas in there for, you know, people want to talk about, you know, firearms in general or have other stuff that they want to talk about that might be, I don't want to say off topic, but adjacent, you know, topic adjacent, maybe we'll call it that. And then we also have plans on letting organizations set up their own groups within there so they can communicate with the community and people can communicate with them. That's probably a better way to put it. Just a quick shout out. Rhode Island News Today posted one of our, or reposted actually two of our blog posts. One was our post entitled, "What is an Assault Weapon?" Kind of a little play on a couple of things that go around the memes. And we broke down the three different bills, the budget, the Senate bill, and the House bill. And we tried to break out the discrepancies between those bills and the differences and to make it a little easier for people to understand what these bills are about. So they shared that on their post. I think it was 2 weeks ago, not this past Friday, but the Friday before. And then they also just amplified our Ladies' Day post that we posted this weekend for the Ladies' Day at the State House, and I'll get into that in the community updates. So great, you know, very grateful for them for doing that. RI News Today, I believe it's rinewstoday.com. If not, just search Google that. I should have put that in my notes, but I got a little sidetracked. So very grateful, and they're giving us a fair shake, right? So that's not something we're going to get from the Providence Journal or WPRI or, you know, any of those other new, you know, quote unquote news outlets. We did just post a blog post today, and this was the who is in the Senate and what that is running the Senate bill. This was titled "Unaffiliated How Unaffiliated Voters Can Take Down the Anti-Gun Senators." So what we did was we went down and we listed all the senators that have sponsored the Senate bill, which is Senate Bill 0359, and we did something interesting here. People are not quite getting some people don't get how this disaffiliation campaign works in practice. So what we did was we went back and we analyzed the 2024 primary and general elections, and we listed whether they were ran in a race with against other candidates or they ran unopposed, and what those numbers were and what the margins of victory were. So it kind of exposes them to, you know, where they might be vulnerable and why that, you know, a handful of votes can flip these primary elections and put them on notice. We also included in each of the senators the voter registration numbers for their district. So we have the registered voter total, we have the registered Democrats, we have the registered Republicans, and the registered unaffiliated voters. And we can, again, we're tracking that. I'll talk about that here in a second. But that gives you an idea of, you know, what their margins of victory were and how many voters we can potentially rally. And there's a lot of unaffiliated voters that don't vote. There's a lot of Republicans and Democrats that don't vote too. But just looking at some of these numbers, it's just pretty astonishing of how many people don't vote. And with that, at the bottom of that article, we have a table of all their email addresses, phone numbers, and mailing addresses. If you click on the email address, it should open up your email client, so you can just email them directly. Same thing if you're on mobile and you click the phone number, it should open up your phone, so you can call them directly. We got these phone numbers from their website, so we assume that they're good. We didn't test all of them, but it's what the numbers that they've officially listed on the Rhode Island State Senate website. There is another link at the very bottom, right below that table, that if you click that link, it will open up your email client, or it should open up your email client with all of their email addresses. It populated into the to field, and then you type up your message. There are some places out there where you can fill in a form and it'll send a pre-formatted email to them. And, you know, we may in the future have email templates that people can use, but we really do think it is good for people to try to come up with their own message. Again, keep it professional, keep it, you know, on topic, and, you know, put a good face on the movement and let them know how you're opposed to this, and keep it short. You know, it doesn't have to be a long, detailed email or message. So So on the topic of data, we did publish our first set of data for the numbers. I'm not going to go over that now. I might do that next week when we have Glenn on, but we'll see about how much time we have and whatnot. But that deserves an episode in and of itself. But we are tracking those numbers, and we got the first, you know, 30-day, or I guess it would be 28-day period to see the shift in affiliated voters, and there was a shift. So I'll a little bit of a teaser there. So it is working, and people are getting out and disaffiliating. We get messages, literally multiple messages a day, saying I disaffiliated, I'm already unaffiliated. That brings up another great point. How do we track the data for the people that are already unaffiliated, right? They either stay that way. That's just the way they, like myself, they, oh, you're always unaffiliated, or you disaffiliated a long time ago, whatever, for whatever reason. We will be sending out a survey to our newsletter subscribers asking for that information, not because we just want that information from you, but that's information we are going to use and send to them, saying X amount of people from your district or X amount of people statewide have disaffiliated. You know, we're not sharing your specific information, but we need that data, that those numbers, so we can use that as a metric to say this is why you're vulnerable, right? It's proof. It's actual proof that we can show them that not only with the voter registration data, but also capturing the people who are already unaffiliated, and they're not going to shift either way, so it's not going to move those numbers. We need to capture that information as well. All right, so moving on to community updates. Some really cool things happening community-wide. There was a radio ad that was just released. I believe that was 2 weeks ago. We posted, it's initially airing on, I believe, 98.1 Cat Country, for those that listen to that station. We posted the clip of it. If you want to hear it, it's right on the homepage, right? It's right at the top of the homepage near the disaffiliation box. So you can hear it there. We created a video there. We posted it to Facebook. We posted it to YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, X, all the places, right? So it's going out everywhere, but it's also playing on the radio. That, I do believe, expansion is in the works for that, for other radio stations. But, you know, that's out of my hands. It does refer to the RIGunrights.com website, but we're not responsible directly for it. Obviously, we're helping with this project. We're helping everybody. So it's for the community. So that's a huge thing. There is other stuff in the works. We're not really ready to discuss it, but I just want people to know that there's a lot going on behind the scenes. I'll just say it's big and it's exciting, and I can't wait for it to happen. But there is other stuff in the works, and it gives us stuff to talk about in future episodes. So I'm excited about that. Another thing, another big event, Brenda from the RI Revolver and Rifle Association, she organized a Ladies' Day event at the State House. It took place yesterday, which was Tuesday the 11th. Today's Wednesday. You're probably hearing this on Thursday. But so they had a good event. I didn't talk to Brenda yet, but I did talk to Glenn, and he said he talked with Brenda, and then it was a decent turnout. Some people that are excited, and they had some good discussions. So excited to see that. And I'm sure I'll get more information on that here over the next few days. But it brings up a great point, though. It's hugely important to get the women involved in our community. Obviously, we have a reputation, maybe a stereotype, of being all dudes, which there are a lot, and it is what it is, but there are also a lot of women. I look at the names on our contact list, and there's a lot of women. So it's great to get them in, because their perspective is, one, it's different. You know, I kind of liken it to the mama bear protecting her cubs. It's a force of nature, you know, and they are a force to be reckoned with, and they do have concerns, right? They protecting their families is just as important for them. So that's a huge group of advocates that we need to get involved. So if you're a guy, you know, talk to your mom, your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, your friend, just say, hey, look, we want you involved. Also kids, right? Get your kids involved. I started bringing my daughter to, she's older now. She turns I think it's 24 here, very, very soon. But I used to bring her to political, you know, debates. I would bring her to rallies just so she could, one, get a sense of the process and how it works, and that understanding that our freedom is not, I hate to use a cliche, isn't freedom isn't free, but it takes work, right? You have to get involved. I brought my son to the Manville, my son's younger, he's 15. I brought him to the Manville event. Again, he's at that age now where he can start understanding what's going on and see how this is done. So yeah, getting your kids, it's not just about teaching kids safety, right? Like you bring your kids to the range, you teach them how to shoot, teach them respect for guns, you teach them, you know, how the process works as well. It's a firm belief that I have, and I encourage everybody to do that as well. Dan from Parabellum, messages back and forth and spoke with him on the phone. They have some big things that they just pushed out. They have a crime stats analysis that they just released, which I haven't had time to read yet. It's a pretty in-depth report, a lot of data, a lot of information where they take the gun crime report from the Attorney General that he's by law required to issue every year. And they analyze it and break it down and find all the discrepancies and how all that, not all those numbers are twisted and used against us, for lack of a better phrase here, but very interesting report. We'll be sharing that report. You can go to their website. It's right on their website, parabellumprovisions.com. And actually, let me make sure it's .com, not .net. My apologies. It's parabellumprovisions.org. So yeah, parabellumprovisions.org. And you can find that report there. We'll create a blog post about it as well and shoot that out to our newsletter, just so we can get more eyes on it. It was a big project for them, and they put a lot of hard work into it. And I know he had a group of people helping him with it this year, and that's great. So he also, just today, actually, again, shortly before I started recording, later this afternoon, he did an interview with a very large YouTube channel called Gothix, G-O-T-H-I-X. She's a Rhode Islander. And I haven't had a chance to watch that, but the channel has like 355,000, I think it was, subscribers. So it's going to get some good reach, which is great. But he did an interview about the semi-auto weapons ban, and I'm excited to watch it. So hopefully after this, I'll get some time and I can take a look at that, and we'll be sharing that out as well. Just last thing here before I let everybody go, is the, along these lines, another media opportunity, Glenn and Brenda, Glenn from the 2A Pack and Brenda from the Rhode Island Revolver and Rifle Association. They did a interview on the State of the State RI show. It's kind of a show that's been around forever. It's a bit of an institution here in the state. It's about an hour long interview talking about the anti-gun legislation and all that stuff. I just got that as well before the show. A lot of stuff came today. So I haven't had a chance to watch that either. So I'll be watching that, and I will be sharing that as well. All right. I think that's as much as I wanted to say for this. So we'll keep it under 30 minutes here. And the big deal is March 26th, Wednesday, March 26th at the State House testimony. Well, we will be sharing more information. There'll be information coming from all directions, right? Everybody's going to be sharing this far and wide. Already got some ideas for some blog articles and some things that we can use to get prepped for this. And we're going to go from there. So until next time, stay safe and don't forget to disaffiliate.